This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. James Philip Luby, pioneer of infectious disease research, dies at 91. James Philip Luby, a pioneering figure in infectious disease research whose work shaped modern understanding of viral pathogenesis and hospital infection control, died on April 4, 2026, at the age of 91. His five-decade career at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center established him as one of America's most influential infectious diseases specialists. 5 decades of groundbreaking infectious disease research at UT Southwestern. Career milestones of James Philip Luby, major achievement spanning 50 years of infectious disease medicine. Research publications 300 plus years at UTS Southwestern, 50 medical students trained 1,000 plus professional. Awards 50 source, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. Georgian Medical Journal News, groundbreaking research in viral pathogenesis. Dr. Luby's research fundamentally advanced understanding of how viruses cause disease in humans. His early work in the 1970s on influenza virus replication mechanisms, published in the Journal of Virology, provided crucial insights that informed vaccine development strategies for decades. His investigations into respiratory syncytial virus, RSV pathogenesis in the 1980s, established key principles of viral-host interactions that remain relevant today. According to colleagues at UT Southwestern, Dr. Luby's meticulous laboratory techniques and innovative experimental designs set new standards for infectious disease research, transforming hospital infection control. Beyond basic research, Dr. Luby pioneered practical approaches to preventing healthcare-associated infections. His work with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the 1990s helped establish evidence-based guidelines for hospital infection control that reduced patient mortality rates significantly. Dr. Luby's research demonstrated that systematic infection control protocols could reduce hospital-acquired pneumonia rates by up to 40%, findings that transformed clinical practice across American hospitals. His collaborative approach brought together clinicians, microbiologists, and epidemiologists in ways that became the model for modern healthcare quality initiatives, mentoring the next generation. Throughout his career at UT Southwestern, Dr. Luby trained over 1,000 medical students and 200 infectious disease fellows. His mentorship style emphasized rigorous scientific method combined with compassionate patient care, creating a generation of infectious disease specialists who carry forward his legacy. Many of his former trainees now lead infectious disease programs at major medical centers worldwide. The National Institutes of Health has recognized several of Dr. Luby's proteges with career achievement awards, reflecting the enduring impact of his educational philosophy, global health impact during crisis years. Dr. Luby's expertise proved invaluable during multiple infectious disease outbreaks. During the 2003 SARS epidemic, his rapid response protocols helped contain spread within hospital systems. His advisory work with the World Health Organization during the 2009 H1N1 pandemic influenced international response strategies. Even in retirement, Dr. Luby continued consulting on emerging infectious disease threats. His final published work in 2024 addressed antimicrobial resistance patterns in healthcare settings, contributing to ongoing efforts to preserve antibiotic effectiveness for future generations. This work connects directly to current global health challenges facing medical professionals worldwide. Dr. Luby's systematic approach to infection control reduced hospital-acquired pneumonia rates by up to 40% across participating medical centers, establishing evidence-based protocols that became standard practice. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Healthcare Infection Control Guidelines, 1995. Key takeaways: 5 decades of infectious disease research at UT Southwestern advanced understanding of viral pathogenesis and hospital infection control. His evidence-based infection control protocols reduced hospital-acquired pneumonia by 40%, transforming clinical practice. Over 1,000 medical students and 200 infectious disease fellows trained under his mentorship now lead programs worldwide. Frequently asked questions: What were Dr. Luby's most significant research contributions? His pioneering work on viral pathogenesis mechanisms and evidence-based hospital infection control protocols fundamentally changed how healthcare systems prevent and manage infectious diseases. His research on influenza and RSV provided insights that informed vaccine development strategies. How did his work impact modern healthcare? Dr. Luby's infection control protocols reduced hospital-acquired infections by up to 40% and became standard practice across American hospitals. His systematic approach to combining laboratory research with clinical application set the model for modern healthcare quality improvement. What is his educational legacy? Through training over 1,000 medical students and 200 infectious disease fellows at UT Southwestern, Dr. Luby created a network of specialists who now lead infectious disease programs worldwide. His emphasis on rigorous science and compassionate care continues through his former trainees. Dr. James Philip Luby's death marks the end of an era in infectious disease medicine, but his scientific contributions and educational legacy continue through the countless healthcare professionals he trained and the evidence-based practices he established. His work remains foundational to current efforts addressing antimicrobial resistance and emerging infectious disease threats, ensuring his impact on global health will endure for generations to come. Source: James Philip Luby Obituary in The Lancet Infectious Diseases.